morning, good afternoon, or good evening. The Horror Club is a group of individuals who have way too much time on their hands, who love to entertain others who also have way too much time on their hands.
Welcome.
We are your hosts, Niza.
And a girl called Frosty.
Welcome to episode 14, Got Corona? Hey, you got Corona?
Don't think I have it currently, but as I've always said, this world needs a new plague, and it looks like it just arrived.
It's the alcohol virus.
I heard if you drink Corona, you won't get the Corona.
I didn't really look into that, but I kind of believe it. I mean, alcohol, sanitizes everything, right?
I mean, they used to put alcohol in medicine, like
cough syrup and stuff. Is that the problem with the Chinese people not having enough alcohol in their system?
I don't know. They do get that acid reflux when they drink sometimes.
Did you hear that Donald Trump is actually in India right now?
He should namaste over there. I don't know why you went right over into Donald Trump from Corona, but maybe somebody... Because, like, isn't India and China kind of close to them? You know, they got that weird Tibet area. So maybe somebody with Corona can come to India and give it to Donald
Trump. Well, they're at the same continent.
That's right, Asia.
Yeah.
Okay, so somebody in Asia, give Donald Trump Corona, please. Please.
It's terrible to wish coronavirus on people. That's terrible.
I'm not wishing coronavirus on people. Donald Trump isn't people.
Donald Trump isn't people. That's terrible. Let's not get political.
I'm not getting political. I'm just stating a fact.
Anyway, this episode today, we're going to be reviewing 3 K-pop songs. And also, we're going to be reviewing the newest movie that came out, Birds of Prey.
It was very good.
With
Margot Robbie, Ewan McGregor.
But anyway, let's go ahead and start with our K-pop.
All right, I'm excited. What bands are we listening to today?
So the lineup today is actually all males. So I'm sure we're going to have to make up for us listening to a bunch of boy groups.
You know what? I personally don't think we should change ourselves. We stan boy groups. I mean, yes, we do like Blackpink. We like 21. You know, I like a couple Twice songs, you know. And I love Sistar. But, I mean, I listen to more to band groups. I don't think we should pander. I think we should just do what we love. And what we love is boy groups.
That's true. Okay, let's go ahead and look at it.
We're not changing.
Here. So we're going to be reviewing BTS, Henry, and Ooh. Pentagon.
Sounds like a great threesome. I mean, I would totally love to hang out with BTS, Henry, and Pentagon.
That's true.
I think that would be a weekend full of...
Fun.
Yeah.
Just say fun, and that's enough.
Sure, anyway. That'll be the F word we'll use.
Anyway, you did mention earlier that there was a girl online that you had introduced Henry to because she'd never heard of him. She was a stan of SHINee.
Yeah, I was invited into this K-pop group with a bunch of SHINee stans. I think they're called Shawals? Is that how you pronounce it? I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing it, but... Yeah, that's what they're called. I don't stan SHINee. I'm multi, but anyways, we were invited to this group, and one of the girls' biases is Taemin. And then I asked her, "Did you ever watch the Trapped video with Henry, where Taemin was in it?" Because that's like the greatest video ever.
Because
you get Henry, Taemin, and Kyuhyun. And Kyuhyun just floats in like an angel. I mean, Taemin and Henry are good too, but fucking Kyuhyun with his 3 lines.
Yeah.
And then boom, it's like, all right, you're dead. But yeah, so I introduced her to Henry through Taemin.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we just start with Henry then, since we're talking
about him. We can start with Henry. So we're doing Henry's Thinking of You.
I think the last time we reviewed Henry, he did Monster. And Anna was with us on that episode.
Shout out to Anna. She's in Las Vegas right now on vacation with her boyfriendy.
Oh, speaking of shout outs, we want to go ahead and thank everyone who's kind of supported us, even though we haven't been really producing a lot of content. Especially a shout out to AFK and Dallas in particular, who is the actor in AFK. And
he's also an actor in Lord of the Rings.
Right.
And he's also two people away from Kevin Bacon.
And Richard Armitage.
I know. We were talking about 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon because I've been playing it at work. Uh-huh. And Dallas was like, oh, I'm like two people away. He's like, you go me, Benedict Cumberbatch, and then Kevin Bacon. And I'm just like, what?
Right. Anyway, they've started up their Kickstarter.
For season 3, yeah.
Yeah, for season 3 of AFK, which is a web series. It's a fantasy web series that you can catch on YouTube. I think there's another area that you can catch the series on, but I can't remember it. So
we'll link it in the bio.
Yeah, we'll link everything on the bottom, and you guys
We apologize, we just can't pull it out of our butts.
But you guys can definitely check out AFK for free, and then, you know, if you're willing to support them, there's going to be a link to their Kickstart on this episode description.
As well as the platforms where you can watch
AFK. Correct. And then hopefully we'll have Dallas on our show and possibly another crew member or cast member to do an interview with us soon. All right, so getting back to K-pop, we're now going to be watching Henry's Thinking of You. Sorry, we're kind of jumping around today, but
we always jump around, so right. It's fine. Oh my god. 나 혼자 있을 때 아직 남아 있는 이 향기에 흠뻑 취해 있어. Looks like he's a man now. Or he was a boy, now he's a man.
Henry was always my bias. 너를 만나러 갔음. Super Junior M.
Yeah, you gotta specify that now. Looking at him putting on clothes, getting ready for a big date night. Oh my god, that leather jacket. He's getting ready to violin again. All his skills that his mom said, no, this will help you. You need to learn to play the violin. You need to learn to play piano.
All good Asian boys know violin.
Piano. This will teach you discipline. Amazing, you get to be his paradise. Fiddle your way into my heart, boy. Oh god, he put the sunglasses on. No, don't.
Like, Henry, why are you looking so young? Don't spray your perfume on me. I'm allergic.
I'll come home smelling like you, and my mom will call me a whore. Oh my god, fiddling in his leather jacket. Oh my god. Now he's miming fiddling. Air fiddle.
Get that air fiddle in there.
It's the biggest violin in the world.
Now, is this a cologne commercial?
It feels like he tried to sell me cologne.
Are we confused? Is this a commercial?
Thinking of You. I don't know. He could... Wait. Oh, no, that just says channel. I thought it said channel.
Yeah. It doesn't say anything about it being a cologne. I'm confused. Is this a
cologne? I feel like I just bought a bunch of cologne. I mean, I'm not mad about it, but I just don't have a boy
I'm just saying, some people are allergic to perfume, so you might not want to spray it at them, Henry.
I'm sure he asked. He's like, here, you want to smell? And then you were like, yes.
Consented.
Yeah. Spray. He consented to spray you.
Okay, so at scoring out of 5, I think that was a solid 3.5 for me.
I'm going to go with 5 really? For me. Just because visually pleasing, and then also he was telling me that I'm his paradise, which I damn well better be.
Okay, I take it back. I probably give it a 4. Okay. I think I down it because I like it. I like to see Henry dance.
Oh, and he wasn't really dancing. And there wasn't
dancing in there. There's just a lot of visuals, and it felt spinny. It felt like a commercial.
The spinny camera didn't do much for you.
Yeah, no.
I mean, I get it. It did feel like he was selling me cologne. Right. Like, here, buy this cologne.
And maybe your boyfriend can smell like me. I'm going to have to look this up. Like, I'm confused.
You should buy it and then make Dan wear it.
I feel like it was, like, female cologne, though.
He put it on his neck, I'm pretty sure.
But then he was spraying it at us.
Yeah, because he was like, here, smell it.
But he wants you to be his paradise. The clone was paradise.
He wants you to be his clone? That doesn't make sense.
And the song's titled Thinking of You. So I think that the...
Do you think maybe he broke into my house and stole my perfume? And is putting it on himself.
That's what and then I why you gotta steal my perfume?
And then I catch him in the act, and then he's like, "What? Here, smell. It's good." You think that's what happened?
I think that's exactly what happened.
Oh my god! Plot twist.
Oh my god! Henry broke into your house, stole your perfume, and sprayed it on himself. And then when he got caught, he started spraying you.
Same here. It smells good. Like he knew that it would disarm you so he can escape.
Oh my god.
Okay. Like, oh shit, she got me. And then Nese is just like,
yeah. I got it in my mouth.
And then he leaves while you're coughing to death. But then he leaves a note saying, thinking of you to make sure you didn't die.
No amount of leather wearing Henry is gonna make me forget how you assaulted me with my own perfume.
He's a bad boy. That's why he was wearing the leather jacket. He didn't give any fucks. He'll totally kill you with cologne.
Oh my god, that's too funny. Okay.
I think he also stole our perfume, too, because he had boxes in his car when he drove away.
Well, that was cute. I mean, it was a cute video. It was, like, very light.
Yeah.
It was happy.
Yeah, I felt happier watching it.
The violin playing was excellent. I love it when Henry, like, incorporates...
His musical skills,
because he's so talented.
Singer, writer, can play the violin, can play the piano.
Speaks multiple languages.
Can dance.
Yeah.
He's just James Bond.
He's just James
Bond. Why can't James Bond be an Asian man?
If James Bond was to be an Asian man, it needs to be Jackson Wang. Because God damn it, Jackson needs to be the next Asian superhero for America.
I don't know. I was talking to one of those other shiny girls, and they were like... When I say big dick energy, who's the first person you think of?
Jackson Wang.
Exactly.
Big dick. Who did she think?
She agreed. Agreed. I'm assuming that that's who she thought it was.
She's like, approved.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, next video. Next video we're going to be reviewing is Pentagon's Dr. Beebe.
Dr. BB.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like Dr. Baby or is it just BB as in BB?
I don't. B-E-B-E.
B-E-B-E. BB.
So I don't know any members of Pentagon. I haven't picked out a bias.
Hopefully by the end of this video, we'll have one.
Love. Full. Heart. And crazy.
he just said?
I know, right? Sounds like he's saying shit. Watch your mouth out with soap. I feel like they tried to reach me, and I'm reached. I'm reached enough to look more at them again. I know that we reviewed them, I think, when we first started in season one.
Yeah, we reviewed Pentagon.
I think we did their debut song, right?
Yeah, and then a couple more. I can't remember. But that was Pentagon's Dr. BB. 1 out of 5. How about you?
I'm going to go with the 3.5 just because I'm not sold on them yet.
Yeah.
Like, I'm definitely going to take another look at them, but I don't have a bias yet, so I can't be all like, oh my god.
I'm going to give this one also a 3.5. I like the visuals. I just couldn't really find the song
It wasn't a catch, really.
Yeah, it wasn't a catch, and I've seen better in Pentagon. I mean, like, I've liked more other styles of Pentagon more than this one. This one, like I kind of said during the video, I kind of felt a reminiscent of a different group.
Mm-hmm.
But
every time somebody kind of goes dark, we're kind of, like, file it away. And it's like, okay, where were you dark before? Dark before you.
Exactly. So, I mean, but it's still good. It's just not something that I would put on my playlist. To play over and over again.
I'd probably put it on my playlist and then listen to it when it shuffled. But yeah, like you said, I wouldn't like, oh, let's listen to this one again.
Yeah. Anyway, it was good. It's just not my favorite Pentagon song. And I've heard.
I think I like better.
I like it when they're more hip hop.
What's that one that we reviewed? Like a gorilla. Yeah. That's the one. That's my favorite Pentagon song.
Like a gorilla.
Yeah. Like a gorilla. And then they kind of dance like they're monkeys.
Right. So our next song is gonna be for BTS.
Where if we had to stand one group, pretty sure it would be BTS.
Yeah. But we don't want to say we stand just BTS, because we do enjoy
multiple groups. No, but if somebody gave me a choice.
Right. But BTS is pretty big. They're really successful right now in America.
We've been listening to them since 2014. Right. Maybe even before that?
Even before that, I think. But yeah, we're going to be reviewing BTS's On, and we're going to be checking out the Kinetic Manifesto film, Come Prima.
Ooh.
So let's get this started. Are you excited?
I'm always excited to see BTS.
I'm always excited
every time. Every time something new comes out.
Big hit.
Every time I hear the big hit entertainment thing, I'm always like excited.
It's going down.
Kind of going a little S&M here. I can't understand what people are saying. Oh, my baby. Oh. My little angels coming on in. Oh, yeah. 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 Oh, yeah.
Why does he look like such a bad boy? Oh, my God. Oh, damn!
Jenny, what have you done? I saw a nipple. Jungkook, you dirty boy. I see Jimin nipple.
Oh. Look at him being so stylish. Oh, there's my boo-boo in the back.
Get in there, so good.
God, he's so pretty. So pretty. Oh, I just love that outfit.
It's like you scroll up to your house and say, you need to come away with me.
Dangling earrings?
god, Jin! Oh my god. Ruining my life.
Okay, that was BTS on. I think my soul left my body. What does it
take? I don't think my panties are on anymore.
We are in the same room, lady. At least keep your panties on.
I'm sorry, they flew off when Jamin threw me up in the air. So I feel threatened because, as you know, I mean, you have always been Suga. Suga has always been your bias.
Yeah.
I've always bounced from bias to bias.
Oh, like, Jin got you there, didn't he?
Jin did. I'm a little upset at myself for that. Like, I used to... So, I don't know if you people have been paying attention to that long, but I used to be all about Ratmon.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was all about J-Hope. And then I was all about Jin.
Right.
And then I moved to Jaemin.
Uh-huh.
And
then during Christmas one year, you were all about Cookie.
I know, there was that one year of Christmas. And then there was, like, when War Hormone came out, uh-huh. I was kind of a little bit into V for a bit.
Uh-huh. Oh, God, he looked real good in that video.
I know, yeah. He did. He looked so good. And then I think I had a thing for Suga for, like, 2 seconds.
Yeah. You always kind of have a thing for Suga. You can't.
I do. But he's, like, my forbidden fruit because that's your bias, and I don't want to touch your bias.
Right.
But anyways... In summation, I think I'm back at Jin again, and I feel bad, but I also don't, because, I don't know, maybe I should just say that my bias is BTS.
Yeah.
Because,
I guess you could, right?
I mean, I've loved all of them at different points.
Right. So I mean, you love all of them. That's the
I do. I love the whole aesthetic, you know, like, if I was in a room... And they were all there, I'd be like, let's make a queue.
Line up. That's so fucked up.
I mean, I've had dreams where I've hung out with them.
Okay, let's not go
into your... I haven't had sex with them in those dreams. God, you're so weird. No, I mean, like, just like I was hanging out with them. Like, I was like a friend or something, you know. I mean, I'm sure everybody has those kind of dreams. And right. The other ones, too, but I've not... fondled them in my dreams, okay? So, it's
fondling.
Fine. Anyway, speaking of fondling.
Okay, hold on a second. I just want to say, like, you can literally play shots with Jaemin's nipples in this video. Like, you know, you sit down, you watch the video. Every time Jaemin's nipple pops out, you just take a shot. We would be drunk
at the end of this video.
Jaemin, why are you being such a nipples? Little slut and showing your nipples?
But I mean, Jungkook was showing his nipples too.
Yeah, but Jaemin was like...
But yeah, Jaemin is totally nipples. Like, woo, look at my boobie.
Look at this.
Like, I'm not just a pretty little angel. I'm sexy as fuck. Come and have some of these milk duds, bitch.
Okay, let's rate the video.
Six.
Six.
6 out of 5.
Oh my gosh. I love the video. I would give this a 5. And like, I like the song. I just am not in love with the song yet. I think...
You need a couple more listens I think the song is good, and yeah. I think I'm going to definitely put it in my playlist.
I know that the song is good. I know it's good, I mean, but I'm
BTS,
like, is it...
When has BTS put out a bad song?
Right.
You know, when you feel the energy in the room
when you say bad song, it's so funny because, like, when someone says, is BTS ever put out a bad song? And I don't necessarily think about... a bad song, but my brain automatically, like, shouts out to Ratmon's Expensive Girl.
Well, I mean, technically, that's not a BTS song. That's a rap.
That's a Ratmon song.
I mean, that's like saying...
It's a bad song.
That's like saying, maybe I'm Amazed or Octopus's Garden. Well, actually, no, I think Octopus
I just can't look at Ramon the same after, you know, you discover that song. And I, like, I'm not sure if, like, a lot of BTS fans, I mean, like, if you're a real BTS fan, you probably do know Expensive Girl by, that Ramon sings.
What's that one song where he talks about having sex with
That's
us?
The song that I was
talking
about.
That's the that's one? Oh, my God. Oh. That's why the song. That's I wouldn't what I call that I, bad. I would just,
no, it's a bad song.
Well, yeah. No, I mean, like, I'm talking about bad, no, yeah, like, no. Throw it out of the car.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when someone says, has BTS ever put out a bad song, I don't think about a, like, a terrible song. Like, they've,
you just
oh,
think
my
about,
God, this
like
song's
a
piece of shit. No, I, like, automatically think about, well, there's bad song.
There's that song that I can't listen when my mom's in the car with me.
I gotta switch the channel when that song comes on.
And your mom's looking like, what's Expensive Girl?
What's that about? That sounds interesting. No, no,
no.
You don't want to hear Rat
Mom
say,
it's a bad song, Mom. You don't
want to
hear it.
Panties, slut panties.
What panties?
I came prepared. Oh, God. Oh, God. Anyway, great song.
Yeah, totally.
Love that BTS is back. They're touring. They have their new album out.
Hopefully someday we'll get to see them live.
Yes. Hopefully they come somewhere near Seattle. Everyone in Seattle wants them to come anyway. But too funny.
I can't prepare.
come and slide your panties off. What panties? I can't prepare.
What panties, Ratmon? I know what you do. Oh, excuse me. RM. Mister doesn't want to be a rat monster anymore. I'm RM. I'm Rap Monster. Now I'm Rap Mon. Now I'm RM. Now I'm just R. I'm just
okay, let's
I'm
go.
I'm just a dot at the beginning of an R.
So moving away from K-pop, we're going to go ahead and now discuss Birds of Prey. So if you have not seen it and don't want any spoilers, it is now time to turn off our show.
So, goodbye. We missed you.
Goodbye. We missed you. So, Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey. It's open season on Harley Quinn when her explosive breakup with Joker puts a big fart. A fart.
Big fart.
Okay. Puts a big fat target on her back. Unprotected and on the run, Quinn faces the wrath of narcissistic crime boss Black Mask. His right-hand man, Victor... What was it? Zaz. And so Victor Zaz and every other thug in the city. But things soon even out for Harley when she becomes an unexpected ally with three deadly women. Huntress, Black Canary, and Renee Montoya. So let's go ahead and talk about what we thought of the movie.
So overall, I thought the cartoon opening was pretty cool, you know, trying to give him a little backstory. And I know Jared Leto wasn't in this one, so they kind of had to work around that scenario. Mm-hmm. So the cartoon breakup kind of helped. I really liked how they were, like, in somebody's house, and then he just kicks her out. Like, because that totally didn't look like their hideout. That looked like they just, I'm going to stay here today. And then, oh, by the way, I don't want you in here anymore.
Yeah, we're breaking up now.
Breaking up, yeah. Your voice is shrill. Go.
So it's really
your
funny
voice is shrill.
Like,
goodbye.
The theme of the movie is really like a breakup and mm-hmm. like a coming of age story for Harley Quinn.
Or not so much a coming of age story because she is
or
of
independence.
Age. Yes, that's right. She's gaining her independence. Yeah. She was in a terrible codependent relationship, and now she's coming into her own.
Yep. So she gets kicked out. Joker dumps her.
And then she kind of tries to, like, hide the fact that they're broken up.
No one really knows that they've broken up.
I mean, they've separated over time, but this is, like, their big one. As she's stating, like, there's no coming back this time, even though everybody is kind of like, oh, they're just not with each other right now, but they'll be back together later. Like, even Ewan McGregor's character, like, asks, like, oh, hey, is your paramour coming over today? Right. And then she's all like, nah, but he'll be around later.
That was an interesting one, too. Ewan McGregor as Black Mask, as the villain for mm-hmm. Harley Quinn in this one. I didn't think I was going to, like, the first couple of seconds of the movie, I didn't think I was going to really enjoy him as a bad guy. And I was actually pleasantly surprised. He was a really great bad guy.
Yeah, he definitely has the paranoia down that most, like, mob bosses have, where they right. think everybody's out to get them, you know, things aren't going their way, and then they see somebody who's in a happy mood, and they're like, she's obviously fucking with me right now. And then his fucking right-hand man is like, oh yeah, she totally is when she totally isn't, because he's an enabler who just wants Ewan McGregor to go for it. Like, that whole scene in the bar where he was like, cut off her dress, that disturbed the fuck out of me.
Well, that's closer to the middle of the movie.
I know, but I'm just saying it disturbed the fuck out of me.
He ends up getting kind of pissed off with Harley because she ends up breaking his driver's legs.
Yeah, and then he doesn't do anything because he's like, well, if I fuck with her, the Joker will fuck with me, but then he finds out that they're not together anymore, so he's like, oh, I'm gonna totally take this bitch out, because right. she's nothing without Mr. J.
I think it was really cute, let's throw it back a little, is that Harley, you know, after breakup, she's trying to fill her time. Like, she tries to hang out with her girlfriends, who end up not being really that great of friends.
Yeah, because she joins roller derby or something like that. Yeah,
she joins roller derby, and then, like, you know, she's alone at her own apartment. She's got an apartment on her own. She adopts a hyena as a pet.
Like, she named it Bruce.
She's doing all these things to, like, yeah. kind of
fill her void.
Yeah, fill her void, which is, like, it's fun. It was funny, but she mm-hmm. never, like, rebounded.
No, I think that's the good thing, is you don't see her, like, trying to hook up with anybody else. Right. You see her trying to gain her independence.
Yeah. So, like, it was kind of cute to be like, well, at least she's not, like, latching on to another bad guy.
Right.
And doing this thing. Because for a second there, I thought maybe she
and Ewan McGregor would have had something going on.
But that didn't end up happening, and I'm kind of glad that it didn't.
Yeah, because, me too.
Ewan McGregor's character is very flamboyant.
I know, he's kind of, like, Joker-esque,
yeah.
in a way. Like, I could see maybe when they were first doing the script, like, maybe that character was actually Jared Leto, but then they changed it to be Black Mask later when they realized they couldn't get Leto.
Yeah, I don't know. And I don't know if Leto's Joker is going to be coming back into Harley's...
I don't know, I mean... What's his name? James Gunn is going to do Suicide Squad 2, and I know there's rumors that he might. And, of course, Jared Leto is busy being Morbius in the Marvel Universe for Sony, so we'll see what's going on.
You also meet the first... Well, you meet the detective, which is Montoya.
Fun fact, Montoya and Harley Quinn both... originated on Batman the Animated Series before they made it into the comics, so,
yeah,
so that's kind of cool that they're in the movie together.
Montoya kind of plays this detective who's kind of pushed under. Like, she's done great work, she's not being recognized for it.
She's kind of like the parallel of Harley, or the mirror image, because it's like she's trying to gain her own independence, and then Harley's trying to gain her own independence, and they're both, like, different
sides. These women are kind of, like, proving that they're strong without male influence.
Exactly. And then, you know, Montoya's got her old partner hanging over her head. Harley's got Joker hanging over her head. Right. So it definitely seems like they're mirror images of each other.
Yeah, so you meet Montoya kind of, like, after Harley blows up the chemical.
Yeah, because she's the bad guy on the case. She's also investigating Huntress's murders.
Yeah. So Huntress is murdering, like, gang members, or during the movie, she's just kind of killing people who aren't good people.
And then you're kind of, like, not really knowing what the connection is until right. later on you find out that they're actually the people who murdered her family. Interesting, with this one, it's not the New 52 version of Huntress where she's Bruce Wayne's daughter. I actually originally thought that that's what this was going to be, and I thought that would have been kind of cool, but no, they went with the original Helena and what her original family was.
Yeah, which you actually, what's funny is, like, you
looked I was really up. Mad, like, when I was watching later, it, because though. I was expecting her to be the daughter of Catwoman and the daughter right. of Bruce Wayne, and then I'm like, what? She's not part of that mob.
I family? Remember that, yeah. You were like, wait a second! No!
Like, this is wrong! And then later on, I, like, Wikipedia it, and I'm like, oh, that's only in the New 52.
I'm sorry. We're millennials.
Sorry.
But, so Harley blows up the Ace chemical plant, as kind of like a fuck you Joker, because this is where we were made.
Yeah, this is probably where they first had sex and all that stuff, right. and that big old vat of acid.
This is after she's gotten drunk. I mean, she's got a real drinking problem.
She does, yeah. But, I mean, you gotta think about it. I mean, like, she's fucking insane, so she's... Right. Gotta drown her sorrow so somehow.
She's hanging out at this nightclub who's run by Roman, who is Black Mask, Ewan McGregor. And you see Black Canary. She's introduced in the club. And I've actually not heard of Black Canary.
Black Canary is... The only times I've ever seen her is when she's with Green Arrow. I know she's with Green Arrow.
Like, she's his girlfriend?
Yeah. So I'm not really too familiar with her as well, except that I know that she can make, like, sonic waves with her voice. Kind of like Banshee mm-hmm. in X-Men.
So she's kind of like a kick-ass character, but she's employed by Black Mask and ends up being his driver. The women in the movie hate each other, but there's this common understanding that they'll take care of each other.
It's the unspoken word of women that when they see women being mistreated by a man, right. they gotta step in and go down with their sisters.
Yeah, which was really cool. It was a good message. Like, hey, you might not like her.
But she's being fucked over by the same guy right now, right. so we should all go chop his dick off together. Right.
We all hate the same person. Let's be best friends.
Pretty much.
So she's employed as the driver for Black Mask.
After Harley breaks the legs, we should point that out.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the reason why she would be his driver.
Because... Well, yeah, I know, but yeah, I mean, you said that he's mad because Harley broke the legs of the driver, but then you just say that Canary's the driver. So we should specify that Canary's legs were not broken.
Right, right. But Black Mask kind of sends Black Canary and his right-hand man, who is his lover, obviously.
I know, I mean, like, let's come on, the ambiguously gay duo over here. Right. They were totally together.
He sends them off to retrieve a diamond, and the diamond is stolen by a pickpocket, who's like this 10-year-old kid in foster system.
It looks like Nisa.
Just because she's Asian doesn't mean that we all look the same.
She really looks like you, though.
No, she does not. I don't think she looks at me at all. But anyway, I guess she would look like me if I was 10 years old again.
Exactly.
But, so the pickpocket's name is Cassandra, and she ends up stealing the diamond from the right-hand man.
Zaz,
yeah. And she ends up swallowing it when she's headed to the police station after being caught stealing from someone else.
And then it becomes a shitty situation.
So, yeah, exactly. Black Canary realizes that the pickpocket stole the diamond and is now headed to the jail or to the police station. She is actually in contact with Montoya, so she gives her a call saying, hey... blah, 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 Cassandra has the diamond, you know.
She's in danger, they're gonna send people, save her.
Right. Meanwhile, while this is going down, Black Mask has abducted...
He's on my crotch.
So the Black Mask has abducted Harley, and is about to kill her because he's found out that Harley's no longer under the protection of the Joker. Looks like Lucius wants to talk into the mic.
Say something.
Woof. You can just hear him breathing. Terrible. And Lucius, can you just leave us to do our job, please? There'd be a lot less to edit. Lucy.
Go lay down.
Go lay down.
Fucking do everything.
Where was I? What was I saying? Okay, so meanwhile, Harley is being captured by Roman's men and is brought to him pretty much so he could torture her after he's found out that she's no longer under the protection of Joker. And she's kind of like gotten, you know, it's Harley. She talks her way out of it. So she's like, wait a second. I know you're looking for a diamond. I can help you. So then she kind of like busts into the police station with her, what is it, like her...
It's confetti and it's smoke. It's like a... It's like a cartoon launcher. Shotgun.
Yeah, it's like
a grenade launcher with like confetti like bombs. Like a
beanbag
and, like,
shotgun.
Yeah, with like pink dust and blue dust.
Right. Ends up getting the girl. And it's kind of, they have like a small adventure. The Cassandra finally realizes that people want to assassinate her. And if Harley doesn't get this diamond by a certain amount of time, they're also going to kill her.
So they're kind of like in the same boat and they decide, team up!
Right. So there's kind of like a moment where Harley has a friend, like a true friend. And, you know, buys laxatives to get the diamond out of this girl. Like,
this girl also looks up to Harley, like she wants to know how she
how
came
to
that
be,
way.
How to be successful like her.
Yeah. And then, like, Harley, like, takes her back to her place, and she feels a little underwhelmed about bringing her back to her place, because Harley has some feelings about it that it's not the best, but meanwhile the little girl is like, this is so fucking awesome.
Right, she loves it, and she loves Harley's life. She wants it. They end up finding them, because Harley was like, let's hide out at my apartment, they'll never find us, you know, my Chinese friend, my landlord is not going to tell anyone. Well, he ends up telling them and giving her away because money, you know. And Harley's just kind of like, it just kind of clicks in her head that I need to take care of my own shit.
Yeah, nobody's helping me.
Nobody has my back. I need to take care of my own shit. I'm going to give this girl up. So she ends up doing that. She ends up, like, you know, setting up a time and place where Black Mask can meet her. They can trade. Whatever. But in the meantime, you actually still have Montoya, the detective, and Black Canary kind of working against her. Because Black Canary actually has a personal bond with the pickpocket. She understands, like, where she's from, like, being foster care, blah, 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 and not having the best of lives growing up. So she kind of has, like, I need to protect this girl. We need to save her. And Montoya has the same idea. Huntress is kind of just killing whoever for revenge. She's revenge killing right now.
Yeah, she's on her own. She's like, I'm a strong, independent woman. I don't know who these codependent bitches are. And then later on, once she's done what she needs to do, she realizes, oh, revenge isn't really
right. They all meet up at the same spot eventually. And Huntress ends up saving them. Because the right-hand man was about to kill everyone.
Yeah. And then Huntress kind of takes him out because he was one of the people who murdered her family.
And then she's like, I'm done here.
I'm just gonna go now. And then Montoya's like, wait, Roman is the one who sent the people to kill your family.
Right.
You should probably come help us.
She's like, what the fuck you just say, bitch?
And then it becomes girl tea.
Right, and then Roman shows up with his, like, fucking gang and his black mask on, and things go down. There's an epic, like, battle scene. You know, they're fighting together. Team awesome. Lady power. Vagina power.
Girl power. Girls unite, sisterhood of the traveling.
Cute, you know, like, Black Mask ends up getting his hands on Cassandra anyway, and Harley has to go on a one-man mission to go save this girl. And, of course, she ends up defeating Black Mask.
with the help of the little girl, because the little girl had the grenade, which totally, like, blew up Ewan McGregor, so I'm pretty sure...
He's flattered. Black Mask is not coming back.
He's not coming back unless they Darth Vader him.
Right, that was great. Like, she, like, pocketed these... Pickpocket for life, she pocketed these grenades when they're all trying to find weapons. And she blew him up. And Harley, you know, took the cue, kicked him off far enough so he could blow off the pier.
Yep. Sure enough, he did. He exploded.
Just explode in midair. Like, splattered.
Torn apart.
Entrails sprayed everywhere. Blood everywhere. Gush. Just face disintegrated.
Look at the dogs. They're just crazy for that blood right now.
Hey!
We're trying to record. Could you not? Ow, he's got my leg. Help, this help.
Stop it. Calm your booties. Anyway, you think that they're going to have a happy ending. They're all sitting at the restaurant. They're all having the after... Chaos meal, you know, after defeating Chaos meal, and you know, Cassandra finally poops the diamond down, Harley goes in after her, and then they steal the car and ditch the three other girls.
Steal Canary's car,
right?
To be fair.
So, like, now Montoya, Canary, and Huntress are kind of like the goody-goody team up.
They are the birds of prey. They are being financed by Huntress. Right. And then they're kind of led by Montoya,
I guess. Right. So it's kind of like they're the goody-goodies, and Harley has gone off with Cassandra to live the bad girl life.
Yep. Hopefully, because I did read in an article that Harley is wanting Poison Ivy, or excuse me, Margot Robbie, who plays Harley, is wanting Poison Ivy to be with Harley soon, which is, of course, the ultimate girl team-up.
Right.
So hopefully in the next installment in the series, they'll have met up by then.
I think that's the reason.
She's an independent woman now. Right. She can meet her best friend.
The rating the movie 1 out of 5, I'm gonna give it a 4.
I'll give it a 4 as well, just because I feel like they should have done more with the Birds of Prey.
Yeah, that too, and I feel like
it was too Harley focused.
There was not only that, but it was kind of there was quite a few mistakes in the movie that I noticed. And I'm, like, expecting a high-budget film. I don't think that these mistakes... Like, I don't usually see mistakes in movies unless I've watched it a bunch of times.
But you were able to point it out pretty quick.
Like first watch, I was like, this is a mistake. Like, come on, team. Like, production team,
do a little better. Like, the necklace is in the bag. The necklace is out of the bag. And it's the same scene.
There's a J on her necklace. There's not a J on her necklace. There's a J on her necklace again.
Yeah.
Like, but that, and yes, I really like the Harley and the Poison Ivy team up, so I kind of wanted that, but at the same time I kind of understood why they did Birds of Prey, and then they're gonna lead up to the next one, which is hopefully with Poison Ivy, because I'm sure Birds of Prey are gonna be their, like,
their arch enemy.
Yeah, exactly. Like, arch enemy. Because
especially considering Ben Affleck isn't going to be Batman anymore. It's right. Going to be Robert Pattinson, so they'd have to figure out how to work that Batman.
Let's talk about Robert Pattinson. The first look of Robert Pattinson's Batman. So when we talked about it originally, we were like,
I don't know.
Right. He's been working really hard. We understand he's been working really hard to beef up. And then they finally showed a short clip of Robert Pattinson in the suit.
Was that him or was that his stunt double?
So you showed me a picture of a Batman, but it wasn't Robert Pattinson.
Okay.
But the video I sent you was actually a trailer for the new Batman movie revealing Robert Pattinson in the actual Batman suit.
I didn't watch that. I'm sorry.
Oh, then you're fired. Terrible. Anyway, it looked hopeful.
I mean, as far as the stunt double went, everybody was talking about how stupid Batman's suit looks in daylight, but they say that about every suit. You know, right. it's when they're in the dark that yeah, the suits when is Batman are really good.
Running around in broad daylight.
Yeah, like whenever Batman runs around in broad daylight, it's like, come on, who's this fucker? But you know, when you're walking down an alley at night and then you see I'm Batman. You're like, fuck.
I'm really excited to know if like Robert's gonna fake the American accent? You think he'll do it? Or you think they'll, like,
He faked the French accent in, yes. in The King.
Yes, after watching The King, it was kind of like, yeah, I want to see more of Robert.
I mean, I loved his accent. He's like, you've got big balls. Little pecker. Little pecker. Breakfast at Tiffany's.
That's not even remotely French.
I know.
Okay. Breakfast at Tiffany's.
I thought it would sound like it if I did it in a bad French accent.
Anyway, excited, kind of, with every Batman that isn't Christian Bale's Batman. Because, like, when I heard about Christian Bale being Batman, I was like, fuck yes, you know? Fuck yes.
I don't know. My favorite Batman is Michael Keaton. And I'm actually hoping and praying that they'll do, like, a Batman Beyond movie, and then Michael Keaton will come in and play old Batman.
Who doesn't love Michael Keaton's Batman, though?
I know. I mean, that's my first Batman.
I mean, like Michael Keaton, Val Kilmer, like, George Clooney.
I'm not into those two. I only like Michael Keaton.
How could you say that? Okay. I know Val Kilmer's Batman. Val Kilmer's Batman movie wasn't that great, but Val Kilmer as Batman? Ooh, he was looking fine.
Okay, I will give you that he was looking fine. But George Clooney, he had nipples.
Yeah, that was
even
really...
his nipple knew
Why
he shouldn't
did George
exist.
Clooney's Batman have nipples?
I didn't like the gratuitous shots in those movies, you know, like where they're showing him getting ready. It's like crotch shot,
like
booty shot.
Like, I always wondered breasts, when I was growing up, I was like, why did George Clooney's Batman have nipples? Why did someone go, you know what this Batman suit needs? We need to change this up. You know what it needs?
It needs nipples.
And then, like, I wonder what went into Clooney's head.
It's like, why does this Batman suit have nipples?
Like, couldn't it have been like, I object?
Is it supposed to be my skin?
I know, I object. I don't need nipples.
I would have, you know what I would have done if it was me and I was in that suit and my bat suit had nippled? I'd be like, I need a bra. I'd be like, you're showing my nipples, I need a bra.
I need a bra.
There were kids in the audience, damn right. It.
Yeah. Bat nipples.
Why not a bat thong? Like, I mean, they're showing their booty. Why not a bat starfish right in the middle?
Oh my god, oh man,
just a bat starfish.
We don't need an anatomically correct bat suit.
no.
Anyway, that's all we have time for today.
All right. At this time, we would like to thank you for joining us here at the Horror Club. Please feel free to like our Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram, and please feel free to listen to us on Podbean, as well as Stitcher, Google Play, Switch, anywhere and everywhere podcasts are listened to, download. And if you really hated your time with us today, I hope you get the coronavirus.
Sorry, we're not sorry.
Batman! 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 You shouldn't have any nipples. Don't put on any nipples on the Batman suit. If you put on nipples, I'll ask for a bra. There's kids in the audience. This is a family show. Batman.